The Cleveland Indians are just one win away from clinching the American League Central Division title for the first time since 2007. With the team preparing for the postseason, I talked to Indians president Chris Antonetti about the season that's been filled with surprises and adversity.
Can you just reflect on here we are at the end of September? Things started very differently in spring. Going into the season, Michael Brantley, we didn't know when he'd return. Things were very iffy then, and here we are. Can you just reflect on it?
It's really an exciting time to be sitting here at the end of September with an opportunity to secure a postseason berth and advance in the playoffs is something we worked for a really long time for. So I think first reflecting back even to last offseason, you know, this is what we planned for, is to be in this position. So it's incredibly exciting.
You brought in some veteran players like Mike Napoli, who's ended up with a 30-plus homer season, Rajay Davis, who's just been a stolen base machine. What goes into making some of those choices to bring in these players you're just not sure about?
Well, I think what we try to do at the end of each season and going into the offseason, identify players we think complement the group that we already have in place, both on the field and in the clubhouse. And both in the case of Mike and Raj, they were guys that we identified really early on in the process. Mike Napoli, he sets the tone for professionalism, for how guys go about their work, for bringing everyone together. It's not uncommon to see, you know, Mike in the clubhouse playing cards with Jose Ramirez, and they can't really speak to each other because Mike doesn't speak Spanish and Jose doesn't speak English, but that gives you some sense of the way Mike can kind of go about unifying a group of people, and it's had a meaningful impact on our team.
You arrived with the Indians organization in 1999 as an assistant. Mm-hmm. Some of those years in the early 2000s were pretty rough for this team. Mm-hmm. Some bad records, some bad years. This will be the fourth season in a row of a winning record. Mm-hmm. How do you document how everything kind of turned around?
Well, there are cycles that teams go through. I think, you know, as I got here, we were still in the midst of an incredible run. And we were selling the ballpark out. Our revenues were incredible. The rest of Major League Baseball's revenue weren't quite keeping pace. So we had this unique circumstances that allowed us to have that run of the mid to late 90s and early 2000s. But, you know, that dynamic was changing. By the time we got to 2000, 2001, there were things going on both in the environment in Cleveland and within Major League Baseball that, you know, we saw the future maybe a little bit different. And so it led to some difficult choices. What path are we going to go forward, either a very long rebuild or make some difficult trade decisions and try to expedite that process? And that's what we did, which led to the competitive teams we had in 2005, 2007. And then, you know, after that period, we had another period of rebuilding that's brought us back to where we are today.
You know, being with a team like this, not one of the largest payrolls in the league, is that kind of exciting for you to work on that, maybe work extra hard developing those players, because, you know, we're kind of one of those underdog teams?
We talk about it all the time. It's an incredible opportunity and a great challenge. And when we have that success and when we secure postseason berths and advance and hopefully win a World Series, that will be incredibly fulfilling, because we'll know we won't have done it maybe the easiest way, and it would have taken an incredible group and collective effort to make that happen.
As we look forward to likely a postseason, down a few key players, injuries, Carlos Carrasco, pitcher, Yan Gomes, how do you go forward with the strategy going into the postseason?
We try to focus on the guys that are here, and I think one of the things that Terry does exceedingly well is focus on what are the individual strengths.
Terry Francona, the manager.
How do we take advantage of those strengths to put the group that we have in a position to be successful? So we'll spend some time, you know, thinking through strategies of how do we maximize our roster and the utilization of that roster.
Attendance has been something this team struggled with for a number of years. How do you get the fans on board and maybe to stay on board?
I think what we try to focus on are the things that we can control. And that's one, delivering a product and a team that's worthy of their support, which hopefully we've done now with our fourth consecutive season of playing winning baseball and this year having a chance to secure a postseason berth, and then do it in an environment at Progressive Field that's a very welcoming environment and provides a type of amenities that our fans seek. And I think with the investments that ownership has made in the ballpark over the last few years, and for anyone who's come down, they've provided incredibly positive feedback. The fan support's there. It's, you know, our radio ratings, our TV ratings are extraordinarily high, and hopefully our attendance will follow.
What do you tell people who count this team out already because of all the injuries?
You know, I don't spend a lot of time refuting that. I think I let our players' actions speak for themselves, and what they've proven to be is a very resilient bunch.
Chris Antonetti, thanks so much for joining me. Good luck in the postseason.
Thank you very much, Amanda. My pleasure.